This is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Roy Blunt Jr., Mo Rocca, and Kerry O'Connor. And here again is your host at Wake Forest University's Waite Chapel in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. In just a minute, it's time to rhyme for Carl and a listener. If you'd like to play the Listener Limerick Challenge, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some questions for you from the week's news. First, it's time for Wait, Wait, On the Trail.
Well, I reckon we'll reach the watering hole by sunset there, partner.
Thank you, Carl. Kerry, the presidential campaign's over. It's done, finished. All the other candidates are giving it up, resigning, begging for positions in Barack Obama's cabinet because he has received the first ever presidential endorsement bestowed by whom?
The queen of all things, Oprah.
In fact, Oprah Winfrey. Much like Jesus for his first 30 years, Oprah has hidden her true powers till now. She's never endorsed a presidential candidate. Nobody knows what effect this will have, but her influence, of course, is incalculable. Oprah could solve global warming instantly just by telling her many, many fans to stop breathing. However, certain attendees, on the condition of anonymity, of course, expressed disappointment at the fundraiser she held for Obama at her California estate called, and I kid you not, the Promised Land. The food was chicken fingers and mini burgers. Women were forbidden from wearing high heels for fear of harming the anointed one's lawn. Will Obama call for a constitutional amendment requiring all Americans to live their best lives now?
You go.
If she could make Dr. Phil a national celebrity, she can make Obama emperor of all the Indias. She can do anything.
At the Promised Land barbecue, did she turn one hamburger into 40?
Yes, she might have.
That would be a great sweep stunt to do.
No one will watch her show anymore because she decided
so
to take a side.
So Oprah is endorsing Obama, but will she at least give the other candidates a Pontiac? Just as sort of like a consolation gift?
Well, they're all feeling under their chairs to see what's there.
No, right.
To her credit, she has said she will not have any other candidates on because it would be hypocritical. She has declared her support. And all she would ask them is, why are you standing in his way, she'd say.
So the other candidates are left to vie for the other daytime show.
Exactly.
So Kucinich is going for Jerry Springer.
Yes, exactly. No, Hillary has actually appeared on Ellen DeGeneres' show.
Yeah, she got Ellen Smart. Who gets Maury Povich?
Mike Gravel.
Mo, an important judicial ruling in California regarding workplace standards was handed down this week, and the Alameda County Superior Court judge ruled that a carpenter in Oakland is free to do what?
He's a carpenter, so it would involve tools. There needs to be another workplace standards. He's free. Oh, he's free to show his butt crack when he leans over.
Well, not just that.
Okay. Oh, he's free to saw naked.
He is free to do his carpentry in the nude.
Wow, great. Ouch, that's dangerous.
Carpenter Percy Honeyball.
Wow, it's already done damage, I can tell.
I don't. He says he prefers to work in what you might call his birthday coveralls because it's more comfortable, keeps his clothes clean.
Where does he keep his nails?
I'm sorry, I don't want to think about that, actually.
Okay.
Some of his clients in Berkeley didn't share his free and open attitude, and when the sawdust settled, he got 2 years probation, but a judge, perhaps sitting free and open herself underneath her robes, decreed that Honeyball was not indecent because, while naked, he wasn't acting lewdly.
Mm. No wide stance on this carpenter.
No.
If I were a naked carpenter, I would only want to do my naked carpentering when it's cold because I'd be afraid.
Yes. Well, imagine. I mean, just imagine the things you say when you hit your thumb with a hammer. I mean. K, Carrie, a Ukrainian man was arrested after he was discovered breaking the rules in Kiev's new toilet museum. What did he do?
Oh, gosh.
Gosh, Peter. Didn't realize it was a museum?
Yes, he went ahead and used one of the displays, yes. Is what you mean. Much as Stendhal was overcome with the sublime beauty of the art of Florence, Mr. Vasily Kovalchuk was equally affected when he visited Kiev's newest museum dedicated to the history of the sewer and the loo. None of the toilets in the museum, though, are working or connected to the sewer system. After apologizing for his outburst of enthusiasm, Mr. Kovalchuk said, quote, I didn't realize there were only to look at when I was caught short. The museum has since added not-for-use signs to all of its toilets and suggested that Mr. Kovalchuk never visit the nearby Museum of Extremely Dangerous Explosives.
I'm going to ask the question that's in everybody's mind.
Uh-oh. Go ahead, Rob.
Yes.
Number one or number two?
I